Alaska has a new U.S. senator. Former Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich was sworn in today in the Senate chambers. He's the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly 30 years. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington, D.C.
Mark Begich was sworn in on the Senate floor, where he'll serve for the next 6 years. Only select family members and staff witnessed it from inside the Senate gallery. Scores of his supporters watched on a TV in a nearby Senate reception room. Just after noon local time, the recently elected senators, both freshmen and returning, stepped forward in batches of four to take the oath of office. Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, escorted Begich forward.
The clerk will read the names of the first group.
Mr. Alexander of Tennessee, Mr. Barrasso of Wyoming, Mr. Baucus of Montana, Mr. Begich.
Vice President Dick Cheney delivered the oath.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Afterward, Begich sat at his official Senate desk.
Then as I was sitting there and watching the next group after the next group, it just was an incredible moment in history, not only for Alaska, but for this great country. And being part of that is just an amazing thing.
Begich is continuing a family tradition. His father, Nick Begich, served one term as Alaska's representative at large before his plane disappeared in 1972 during his reelection campaign. Mark Begich took his oath on the same Bible as his father.
The Bible is a family Bible. It's my mom's and dad's. And so a lot of history in there. Each birth of the child is listed in there. The death of my father is listed in there. So it's a very important Bible for us. I was sworn in as mayor on that, and then my dad was sworn in the U.S. Congress with that.
It was an emotional day for the entire Begich family. Mark's mother, Peggy, says her husband would have been proud of their son.
Just so many emotions. So many emotions were going through me. I was just very proud and very humbled all at the same time. I mean, to see one of your children be sworn in as a U.S. senator is just this incredible experience. Kind of takes your breath away.
It wasn't only family members who were touched by the swearing in. Terry Albrecht is in her 50s and has worked for Begich in the Anchorage mayor's office. But when she was 18 years old, she worked on his dad's congressional campaign. She was one of dozens of supporters who made the trek from Alaska to celebrate with the new senator.
I swear it's like I can see his dad. Absolutely marvelous. You don't usually get to see this and be involved, being homegrown like that. And my son's a fifth-generation Alaskan, so there's a lot of pride in Alaska. But Mark's, he's everyone's son. He really is.
People filled the crowded reception to congratulate Alaska's new senator, a mix of family members and friends, campaign supporters, political allies, and those who hope to gain favor with him. Anthony Edwardson from Barrow is president of his native corporation and is visiting Washington to oversee its government contracts. He made sure to stop by and shake Begich's hand.
Got to support him at the very get-go, and this is our chance to give him our warm appreciation for Barrow and for Vutkavik Inupiaq Corporation.
Edwardson says his corporation was used to having the ear of Begich's predecessor, Ted Stevens, and the earmark dollars he directed to the state.
I think it's going to be a tough challenge for everybody, but you know, we just got to have our hopes up for our new senator, and we'll call him Nephew Begich. We call Uncle Ted all the time, so we'll... Young guy on the block, so we'll call him Nephew Begich.
For Begich's campaign manager, Heather Rausch, it was a sweet moment to see so many people gathered in support. She says it's especially gratifying after a long campaign that didn't wrap up until 2 weeks after Election Day.
It does bring a sense of closure since we weren't able to get that on election night with the election not being too close to be called, and then them continuing to count votes for the weeks after. This does provide a sense of closure.
As one chapter ends, another begins. Now for Begich, the real work of Congress starts. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
Begich has been given his committee assignments. He'll serve on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and on the Armed Services Committee. Armed Services covers the military and its various branches. It's also concerned with pay and other benefits for military service members. Beckett says he's pleased with the assignment.
It's one of the ones I had selected that I'd hoped to be on. It obviously helps Alaska really put ourselves continue to put ourselves on the map as important to the national defense, but also how it shows us strategically in the world. And Alaskan, I can't recall a time Alaskan's been on the Armed Services Committee. So this is a huge benefit for us.
The Commerce Committee covers the highways, marine and air transportation, communications, fisheries, and the Coast Guard. It also deals with issues of climate change and science. Beckett's predecessor, Senator Ted Stevens, served on the Commerce Committee as a Republican. It's chaired by Democrat Daniel Inouye of Hawaii. Inouye and Stevens had a uniquely close working relationship across party lines. Inouye says despite his sadness at losing Stevens as a colleague, he's welcoming Beckett with open arms and attended the new senator's reception today.
Well, I'm here to congratulate Senator Beckett, wish him well, and to assure him that all the help he needs on Alaska, all he has to do is give me a call.
Inouye also sits on the powerful Appropriations Committee, as did Senator Stevens, but it was a long shot for Beckett to get on as a freshman. Still, Inouye says he'll be watching out for Beckett and Alaska's needs from his seat on the committee.